Hello, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I'm going to talk about transitioning from a hobby to a professional business. If you've ever been in a situation where somehow you just have to make your little B&B or guest house transform itself into a proper business, making enough income to support you, or you're just plain fed up with running a hobby because it's taking up too much of your time, it's taking up over your life, then this video is definitely for you. You know, it looks easy to just add a couple more rooms and see how it goes, right? But the reality is that while running a hobby as a side income is fun and rewarding, welcoming guests and making the rooms pretty while doing all the housekeeping yourself and not having to pay attention too much to marketing, running a proper business is totally different. So here's my experience of running first a hobby and then transforming it into a proper business. And then you can decide what you really want yours to be. Here's my definition of a hobby B&B. You probably have around one or two rooms in your house with or without ensuite bathrooms, and they were probably your children's rooms before they flew the nest, right? You have another income source. Either yourself or your partner or your spouse makes the majority of the money for your household. So you open when you want and you close when you want, and guests come and they're like friends, and they've been coming for years, and you just love entertaining them, and it doesn't matter whether or not you make any money, although the extra's nice because your basic needs are taken care of by your other income sources. You or a family member built your little website and you don't really know how to make any changes, but it doesn't matter. You do a little bit of marketing, if any, and it all ticks along on its own. So, here's my definition of a professional B&B, guest house or inn. You have at least four rooms, all with ensuite bathrooms, and your own accommodation is completely separate from your guests' accommodation. You have a small team to take care of the daily cleaning and housekeeping while you focus on the marketing to attract the guests. You have clear opening times, which you decide in advance, scheduling in your own holidays in advance. You've defined who you can best serve and you proactively seek them out, utilising many of the free online tools at our disposal which you have learned how to use. You are 100% focused on the financials and you know exactly where you are each month, each week, compared to last year and compared to your goals. You have total control of your website because you know that this is your best marketing tool. You have systems in place to attract guests, to increase the amount that they spend with you, and to generate repeat business on a regular basis. You leave nothing to chance. You invest in professionals who know how to do and who have done what you want to do, because you know that this is the fastest path to take. Can you spot the big difference? Both are okay, by the way, hobby or professional. You just have to know what you want and what you're doing. And if you want to make that transition between hobby and professional, there's one big thing that has to change that no one really talks about, and that is mindset and attitude. Without a shift in the way you perceive yourself and your own value and what you can bring to the world that serves others, you risk everything, especially if you've invested in converting more rooms and you now need to make that money back. It's your choice. If you want to find out more about how to transition from a hobby business to a professional business, then register below now for my next masterclass, where I'll share with you the three systems that you need to have in place so that you can make more money while doing less work and having more fun. So click below to register now, and I'll see you there.